Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's time for the Knoxville Nationals. While everyone comes for the racing, it's the people that make Nationals special. Let's go in depth with Nancy Kelderman from Knoxville and her Nationals house guests, teenage sprint car drivers Miranda and Haley Arnold from Sedalia, Missouri, and Justin Cox from Sacramento, California. Well, Nancy, it's your favorite week of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got a lot of guests here.
Yep.
Tell me about him a little bit.
Justin, I met last year through some friends that live in California that race, and he came up here to race in the 360 Nationals, and he came and stayed at my house and decided to come back again this year and race, and I met Miranda and Haley through Justin.
Now, first, people are going to want to know how old you all are. How old are you, Miranda?
I'm 16.
You're 16. And Justin?
I'm 17 years old.
And Hallie?
18.
18, and you're all sprint car drivers. Is that cool?
Sprint car drivers.
Yeah.
Well, what got you into sprint car driving?
Miranda and I actually started racing ATV motocross back in 2006. So we did that for about 4 years. And then we did a little bit of stock car stuff and then jumped right into the sprint cars. It was kind of a family decision. We had sat down and talked one day, and we both agreed that, you know, racing is what we want to do for the rest of our lives, and we want to make a career out of it. So we are moving ourselves in the direction of that goal. So.
And your sisters.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Okay. And Justin, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. And you girls are from?
Sedalia,
Missouri. Yeah. Okay, and so from Sedalia, Missouri, and Sacramento, California, and Justin, this is your second Nationals. You raced in the 360 Nationals, and you did that, what, when you were 15?
Yeah, I ran, well, actually, I just turned 16 last year when I ran it for the first time, and then Knoxville has a rule, you can't run until you're 16, so they're very strict about that, but luckily the Nationals is about a month after my birthday, so.
And what was that like?
It was a good experience. We ran about two times before the 360 Nationals up here locally, and we learned a lot. In the last race, we went 12th to 6th in the C-Main and had pretty good improvement, and it's really fun. There's amazing drivers out here, and to run in a C-Main against 100 other cars is pretty cool.
How did you girls feel last week when you were running?
Last week, it was my first time, basically on a half mile, and it was my first time here. You know, I'm used to running 3/8 and quarter miles, so you have to be up on the wheel. And here, you just go in and you're barely on the wheel. And, you know, I struggled with that, and I was scruffing off speed in the corners. And other than that, you know, it was a good experience getting to come up here and run with the good drivers. I still need to learn a lot on driving on the bigger tracks, and still have a lot to learn. So we were actually talking about coming up here next year and running maybe weekly if we can get some funds to come up here to do that. But other than that, I had a great experience up here for my first time.
And Hallie, how was yours?
It was good, and I'll clear this up. We didn't actually run the 360 Nationals. We were just up here watching and helping Justin out. But the first time that I ran up here, it was definitely different. Eye-opening, I guess, because like she said, when you come from the smaller tracks, like the quarter miles and 3/8, it's definitely a different driving style. You have to be much, much smoother and just very soft on the wheel, where we're used to, you know, the smaller tracks where you kind of get in there a little more, and so it's really fun and it's very fast. I mean, love racing the big tracks, and I think we raced up here a couple weeks ago, and we had a blast, and it was my first time to make it into the A feature, so that was very exciting for me. Can't wait to get back up here and run again, and like she said, next year we plan to go on and maybe run the full season weekly, and then we'll be ready for Nationals next year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nancy Kelderman and teenage sprint car drivers Miranda and Haley Arnold and Justin Cox. You're having fun with these kids, aren't you?
Yes, they're really nice kids.
So you're playing like mom to them?
Not so much. I don't really have to babysit them or watch over them or anything. They're very responsible, very mature girls. They're here to race and to watch the other racers and to learn, and they're very serious about what they're doing. And Justin, the same way, they're here to learn and to watch, and, you know, and they're not really, they're kind of quiet. I don't really have to do too much. So, but I enjoy visiting with them and hearing about their experiences and hearing about the places that they've been to race and what they want to do. And I'm excited that they're going to be racing next year.
Yeah, well, and Justin's a little far afield to make it weekly, though.
Yeah, well, actually, I relocated this year to Missouri for just this year, because I don't really have any plans for what I'm doing next year quite yet. But I'd love to run weekly here, and probably in the 410 series, and kind of step it up a little bit. I feel like I run well in the 360s, but I want to run against the best, and the best are in the 410 class. And I really feel like I accelerate here at Knoxville, because I actually come from road course on the pavement, so being smooth is really my specialty. And I just like going fast and smooth, and I think this is probably one of the best tracks to do it.
It must get a little frightening out there with all those more experienced drivers and the great rates of speed.
Sometimes you don't really think about it. You really get into a zone. It's hard to explain when you're in a race car what it's really like. You'd have to get in it yourself and do it. I actually feel most comfortable sitting in a race car rather than driving a car on the normal streets. Just kind of my comfort zone. Speeds, you can kind of tell, but sometimes on the little tracks I feel like I'm going faster. It's all the same. I really like big tracks. Everything slows down for me. I can probably pinpoint where a dime is on the front straightaway. It's just you get into this focus mode, and some people may be scary, but I've been doing this about 14 years now, so it's actually pretty fun for me.
You can't have been doing very much at all except breathing for 14 years. I mean, really? 17?
Yeah, I was kind of thrown into it early. I'm a third generation race car driver, and I guess I was kind of destined to do it. And they got me a go-kart at age 3, and I started racing at age 4. And
wow.
I kind of worked my way up through the ranks and been very successful with some of the stuff I've done, and here I am today.
And I keep calling you girls. Is that okay? Young ladies, I guess.
Yeah, we can do that all the time. Yeah, just fine.
All right. And you're from a racing family, too.
Yes, we are. Actually, our grandfather raced with the World of Outlaws back in the 70s and 80s.
And who was that?
Pat McKinn. Okay. And then my dad raced street. He's pretty much raced anything you can name. And he got out of it, went bankrupt actually racing, and swore he'd never get back in it. And then here come Haley wanting to race four-wheelers. And it took her at least a year or two to talk our parents into letting us race four-wheelers. And then I tagged along behind her in four-wheelers. And like she said, we weren't going to get anywhere with four-wheelers because we actually plan on doing something in the racing industries for a career. And so we got into stock cars. Dad got us into those, and we raced those for about a year, year and a half, and then hopped up into the sprint cars, and that's where we are now. And just any opportunities we get, you know, we'll attempt to do. And you never know what you're good at till you try it, so that's where we're going.
And you're pretty good at it.
You know what? We're working on it. Every chance we go out there, I feel like we're progressing and getting faster and getting smoother. So it's, you know, right now we're still in our learning. So every time we go out, we're, you know, learning new things about the car, learning new things about how we drive. And you know, racing at Knoxville, and especially with like ASCS, with, you know, some of the best drivers, I would say has helped us out a bunch. And it's a big advantage to be able to race with the guys who have been doing this for, you know, 20-30 years. I always know that if I'm out there on the track with them, you know, watch what they're doing, follow their lines, you know, kind of learn from them, use it to your advantage. So it's always great.
And so are you just learning from them, watching on the track as you're racing, or do they provide guidance, advice off the track?
You know what? Some do. Brian Brown and Danny Lazowski have actually helped us out a whole bunch. You know, they've definitely helped our learning curve. So they've been really great mentors to both Miranda and I. So.
And they're from the same town.
They're actually, yeah.
From nearby.
Same, yeah. Close.
Same area, Sedalia, and Brian Brown's from
Higginsville.
Higginsville, that's right. But it's the Sedalia area.
Yep, not too far away.
Within half an hour away.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation with Nancy Kelderman and teenage sprint car drivers Miranda and Haley Arnold and Justin Cox. And is anybody else that you'd like to mention? Anybody else that's helped provide some good advice?
You know what? We would really, you know, our parents, they're, heck, they've been the best. You know, they've been there for, you know.
They've been there through everything with us, and they've supported us through everything we've done, and they're pretty much the ones that have paid for all of our racing and have got us to where we are now.
And how about you, Justin? Anybody that's been helping you, providing you some kind of guidance?
As far as racing goes, when I first got into sprint cars with Harley Van Dyke when I was 14, he kind of mentored me. I was with him for about a year and a half, and he was my car owner, and he taught me a lot. He's a really smart man, and he taught me everything I know in a sprint car today. And every time I'm on the track, I kind of just learn from what the veterans are doing and see how they're doing it and try it. And my dad also helped me. He raced sprint cars a little bit. Few years back, and so he knows quite a bit about racing, and in general is just being a good person. My whole family's kind of taught me to treat everyone all right, and they've given me a lot of trust in racing and let me kind of do things on my own. They let me leave the house at 16 and venture out towards Missouri to do my goal, and I think they've done a great job teaching me my morals and how to handle everything in life. So I think got to thank my family for all that.
Now, I know that a lot of listeners are going to come out for the Nationals this week, and some people that are sort of wavering. Why should people come to the races?
I mean, it's the Knoxville Nationals. You know, anybody that can make it up here needs to make it up here. This is the best show you're going to see all year, and you're seeing drivers from everywhere. It's one of the most diverse crowds, you know, as far as the fans, the drivers, everything. It's a great experience. You get to see so much racing for what you come up here for. And if you're a sprint car fan, it's the place to be. And if you're not a sprint car fan yet, we'll turn you into one. So
it takes a little bit of learning. You just have to get to the track and learn.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Come out and watch. I mean, it's the race to be at. That's for sure.
Why do you think people should come out?
I think it's a good family experience. You might get a little dirty from mud, but it's a blast. There's just so many people. There's great racing. There's good entertainment. There's so many new people you get to meet. There's people from all over the world out here, and it just brings everyone together. And it's not just about the racing. It's about the people you're with, and it's good bonding. And sprint car fans are the nicest people you know. If you don't know anything about a sprint car, they'll sure love to tell you. There's some characters in the stands, I'll tell you that.
Well, now, you mentioned the relationships. And, Nancy, I've sat with you and your husband, Mike, in the stands before. And he and his buddies, they've been there for how many years in the same places?
The same place? Since he was a young child. They've been going to the races, and they've sat in the same place. Yeah, for... I think since he was like 8 years old.
And so how many years would that be?
He's 47 now, so.
So nearly 40 years in the same place.
Right. He's been coming, and there'll be people come into town, and he'll say their names, and I don't know who they are, but if somebody should mention the name to Mike, Mike will know who they are. And he'll tell you, like, when they raced here and how long they raced. He's been coming a long, long time. I've just been coming for about 10 years. So, and I agree with Justin as far as, like, you come for the first time and you'll
just...
It's
an addiction.
You do. It's the greatest show you can come to. You can never be a sprint car. I had never heard of a sprint car before I moved to Knoxville. And I can remember the first show I went to, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
Thanks to Nancy Kelderman, Miranda Arnold, Haley Arnold, and Justin Cox for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.